Iowa Land, welcome back. Earlier this week, some legislation that I have been watching closely made its way through its final House committee hearing. This piece of legislation is Senate Bill 480, and this bill is primarily focused on our transgender youth. And since it passed out of its final House committee, it now heads to the full House. That is where our next guest, State Representative Bob Morris, comes in. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kayla.
First and foremost, just so we are all on the same page, what does Senate Bill 480 do?
Senate Bill 480 prohibits doctors from giving puberty blockers, performing surgery on minors that want to transition. And Kayla, we heard much evidence this week at the Capitol, and we heard this a few weeks back when it was over in the Senate, that many people that went through this stage in their life regretted the decision that their parents made. That's the most important part of this legislation, that these are minors that are going through these transitions, and the parents are allowing this to happen, to go to the doctor's office to get these surgeries performed and or things prescribed to them.
Bob, are these are these surgeries actually happening here in the state of Indiana?
They have been happening where people visit their doctors and go through certain procedures. Yes.
What is it
there's no law that prohibits it, Kayla?
Oh, yeah, until Senate Bill 480, that's for sure. What do opponents say? Why are they against Senate Bill 480?
They believe that it's up to the parents to decide what's good for their children. And in this case, when you hear testimony from now adults that regret the decisions that their parents made, they wish their parents never made those decisions because they're going through hormonal changes at the time. And, you know, it was a tough committee.
Yeah.
I don't sit on the committee, but I sure heard the committee. I was sitting in Utilities and Energy Committee, and, you know, you could hear the people voicing their opinions.
Let me ask you this. What would you say to someone, Bob, who's listening right now? And this person might be thinking, I thought the GOP wants parents to have the final say when it comes to their kiddos. What would you say to that person right now?
We do want parents to have the final say, but when it comes to actually altering a human being, that's where things are difficult. You know, I was having a conversation with a constituent, and the hardest thing for a legislator like myself that's elected by the people, I listen to my constituents and I make the tough decisions to make a law that I feel is correct for society and for the state of Indiana.
We had on Attorney General Todd Rokita. I had him on, I think it was last week, maybe it could have been 2 weeks ago. But he said that some clinics are actually providing these hormone blockers, these puberty blockers, estrogen and testosterone. You get the idea that some of these clinics were actually providing these things to minors without even fully explaining the risks to parents. Have you heard this happening as well during some of the testimony there at the State House?
Yes, and Attorney General Rokita does a great job watching over things like this and, you know, fully explaining to parents and, hey, mom, hey, dad, I want to go do this. You want to go do what? Yeah, I want to go to the doctor because my friend Lucy is, you know, doing this.
Yeah.
So many parents are uneducated, and that's my job, you know, to be educated. And I know I said something last week about selling dogs, Kayla, and that was a hot topic and a lot
of yeah, what's going on with that?
The Capitol, this past Monday, Senator Doerio came over, and I happen to be the sponsor of this legislation, but many dogs, many communities that have pet stores here in Indiana are banning the sale of dogs in pet stores. And another thing that we're looking at and studying, it passed out of the Senate, and it was heard in the Ag Committee this past Monday. But if a dog is going to be sold in a pet store in the state of Indiana, they must follow the Purdue Kennel Club guidelines, which is a whole list of over 50 items that they follow when they're breeding dogs.
Wow.
I have many friends that breed dogs. You know, the Lonikers breed dogs. Nathan does a great job at his kennel and follows, you know, when the dog was bred, when the dog was let out, when the vet visited last, you know, a number of different things, when the shots were given to the dog. So this guide from Purdue actually goes through a whole list of things that these breeders must follow. Uncle Bill came down to testify. Petland came down to testify that they are in favor of this happening when they're selling dogs in a retail environment.
Wow. So where does all that stand right now?
It's going to be voted on next Monday, and then it'll go to second reading.
Oh, my goodness, Bob. We'll definitely have to talk about that one next week. I forgot. That was going to be something we talked about today. But Senate Bill 480 became, to me, way more pressing as it moves to the full House. When are you going to have that in the House?
That'll be in the House next Monday.
All right.
Next Monday on second reading.
A lot going on, Bob. We'll definitely check back in with you 1 week from today.
Lots of barking going on.
That is for sure. Let's hope the bark isn't quite as bad as the bite.
Podcasts by Federated Media.